This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio number 1334. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded October 31st, lots more new B06 frequencies and collisions. India gone from 90 meters. Cutbacks from South Korea, France, Germany, Italy. New programming from Radio Canada International. Cat and mouse games with the Cuban jammers and the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer, I mentioned this last week just in case, but Radio St. Helena Day is upon us, Saturday, November 4th. You may be hearing this after that, but for those who are listening before the occasion, it starts at 18:30 UT on November 4th and runs until 01 UT, which is actually November 5th. They have a new 1,000-watt transmitter and a rotatable beam antenna, so different target areas will occupy those hours. The final sesquiarce starting at 23:30, aimed at North America. Robert Kipp from Germany, who's heading the project, wants it to be known that there is a different address for reception reports than previously announced, and they can be sent only by postal mail, email reports not accepted. Furthermore, there must be return postage of $3 or 3 IRCs. The address is Radio St. Helena, P.O. Box 24, that's 24, Jamestown, St. Helena Island. And the British-style postal code is STHL1ZZ in the South Atlantic Ocean. Actually, there was an unpublicized test on October 30th, picked up by Jari Savolainen in Finland, starting at 1504 UT and running past 1600. Thanks to his quick tip on the DX Listening Digest group, it was also heard in Italy by Roberto Scaglioni and Francesco Ciccone, and in Germany by Dieter Birkhahn. They've certainly made no promises, but I say now that they're all set up at considerable trouble and expense, what's the point of doing only one broadcast a year? They might as well run 11092.5 every weekend or even every evening, even if it's only duplicating local Radio St. Helena programming. A few items from Africa. The sporadically active Radio Burkina Faso has returned. October 28th, Carlos Gonsalves was monitoring from the southwest coast of Portugal and was hearing 5030 after China closed at 1733 UT. Also, the daytime frequency 7230 was heard at 1155 and at 1516. Then the next evening, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain heard 5030 at 2105, but it was not on the air a few minutes earlier. Radio Kahuzi, that little station in Bukavu, Congo DR, on 6209.66, was heard by Gert Nielsen in Sweden as late as 2200 UT, much later than their normal schedule on October 29th, and by email. They said they'd also do that the following day. Let's hope they will also do it further evenings, giving many more of us a chance to hear it. From the windward side of Oahu, David Norcross says there was a great gray line opening from Zambia on October 25th from 1545 as late as 1800 UT from Zambia on 5915. In fact, an armchair signal at 1712 when it was in the clear. Of course, Zambia and Hawaii are almost antipodal, which means signals tend to focus from one to the other on opposite sides of the world. The Voice of Africa from Libya, transmitted via France, is back on 17725 for its only two-hour English broadcast at 1400, I've heard since the new season began, along with the usual big hum on the frequency, probably parallel on 21695, which propagates only on the best of days. Wolfgang Büschel of Germany has been vacationing on the coast of Portugal as well. He noted Galeit Zahal, the Israeli Defense Forces station, on approximately 15785.06 at 1615 UT. Unfortunately, that's now clashing with WEWN in Alabama, 500 kilowatts. If Galitza Hall stays on 15785 past 1600, instead of going to their night frequency 6973. Not to be confused with Israel Radio nearby, which is now using 6985 from at least 1800 until 2200 for various external service broadcasts, including English. Eric Zhou in China forwards the new B06 schedule of TDP in Belgium, which specializes in brokering mostly clandestine transmissions. There's a new one on the list, it appears. It's called Dengue Rojhelat. I'll spell it Dengeroj Helat. Now, it says it's in Farsi, but that name means they're speaking Kurdish. 17 to 19 UT daily on 7590. 6250 is the new relay frequency from Lithuania, a voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran during the European evening, according to Bertrud now in Lithuania, including Russian for 1 hour at 14:30, and then from 17:30 a series of languages, 1 hour each, German, French, English at 19:30, and Spanish until 21:30, on a 259-degree beam, except for the one in Russian. Unfortunately, that's a bad frequency choice, Sergei Nikishin in Moscow points out, because Pyongyang, North Korea, has been using 6250 for many years. And indeed, Zacharias Liangas in Greece says there is co-channel interference from Pyongyang when Iran is in Spanish at 2104. Furthermore, earlier in English, 2023, there was interference from 6245, the recently started clandestine for Iran, Radio Samana. And Kai Ludwig in Germany says that one is much stronger than the Iran relay, making 6250 unlistenable. Via Alokesh Gupta, Pakistan's new schedule in English to Europe, 0730 to 830 on 15100 and 17835. And I think they also still do a little English newscast at 1100 on the same frequencies. The English quarter hour at 16 UT is now scheduled to the Middle East and beyond on 6215 and 7530, to Africa on 11570. There's also a broadcast in Asami at midnight 45 to 0115, which has previously been reported partly in English, on 7445 and 9340. Alokesh Gupta in India confirms last week's report that All India Radio has finally left the 90-meter band for four of their regional stations. Shimla and Bhopal have moved to 4965 and 4810. However, Gangtok Sikkim has not moved to the frequency expected, 4845, but instead to 4835, heard signing on at 10:30. Delhi was still on 3365 at 1230 UT because they forgot to make the change until he phoned them, and then they went up to 5015. All four of the new frequencies were also heard by Jari Savonainen in Finland on October 29th between 1330 and 1400. But three out of four have co-channel interference, making us wonder if All India Radio paid any attention to who was already on the frequencies. 4810 Bhopal was weak under Armenia. 4965 Shimla was under Voice of Russia, 5015 Delhi was mixing with Turkmenistan, but at least Gangtok Sikkim was on a clear channel, 4835, although it was weak. The Bhutan Broadcasting Service used to open at 01 UT on 6035, but now it seems they're signing on at least an hour earlier, which is very good news for DX listeners to the west, perhaps even as far as North America, via Grey Line. From a DX expedition in northern Italy, Giampiero Bernardini reports, BBS was heard at midnight 5 until midnight 15 UT, October 21st and 22nd, on 6035, with non-stop monks in a choir. And also reported by Guido Schottmans from the Beverage DX expedition site in Denmark at midnight 22. Here's a tentative new B06 English schedule from Radio Thailand, transmitted from the IBB facility in Udorn, except for Greenville and Delano on 5890. All are half an hour unless otherwise specified at midnight UT 9680 to South Africa, midnight 30 and 03 5890 from the U.S. Now, that second one had been in the summer at 02 UT. We're not sure if it's actually moved back to 03. At 0530, 13770 to Europe. At 1230, 9810 to Australia. At 14, 9725 to Australia. Unfortunately, that's blocked here by Costa Rica. At 19 to 20 to Europe, 9805. 2030 to 2045 to Europe, 9535. That's Radio Thailand. You never know what the Voice of Indonesia will do next, but during the past week, they've been active on 9525 since the new season began, with an open carrier and a hum starting at 14 UT. Oh, how we wish they would just play back a tape of the earlier English one-hour broadcast from 0800, which would give us excellent and convenient listening. The carrier keeps running, perhaps to keep the transmitter from mildewing past 15 UT, and around 15:30 on certain days we've heard them starting up a 6-minute and 24-second loop of continuous gamelan orchestral music with English IDs several times a minute. And after 1600 into Arabic, although this frequency is aimed in the wrong direction. It seems every season Canada and Cuba have to collide on one frequency or another, and just like last winter, 15230 is now where the collision is occurring in our mornings, Canada relaying China in English between 13 and 15, and Radio Havana Cuba with its usual Spanish broadcast on 15230. There have been several press reports that the Japanese government is putting pressure on NHK to increase its coverage of the North Korean abduction situation. Mark Schiefelbein in Missouri says, "I wonder if this has not already begun." Radio Japan's English News on October 31st, among the world headlines, the Japanese Prime Minister stressed the importance of the problem to the visiting head of Equatorial Guinea. The president of Equatorial Guinea agreed that North Korea is at fault and pledged his shoulder-to-shoulder support. Dave Kenny in the UK says, "I've compared the complete B06 schedule on the KBS website from South Korea with the A06 schedule, and it seems there has been quite a reduction in output, something like a 40% cut in frequency hours overall. English has come off better than many of the other languages. Russian to Europe is down from 4 hours on shortwave to just 1 hour on medium wave in Moscow. French and German to Europe are cut from 2 hours to one. Spanish to Europe is down to just half an hour from 2.5 hours. However, some of the shortwave transmissions to Europe had not been propagating well, and it's just as well they were discontinued. Last week, we had news that two names were under consideration as new director of the Voice of America. Both of those names have been appointed, but to slightly different positions. Danforth W. Austin is the new director of VOA with overall responsibility, replacing David Jackson. Russell Hodge has been appointed as director of VOA television, which it seems is growing more and more important compared to shortwave. Mr. Austin has served in a number of senior positions with the Wall Street Journal, but apparently he has no broadcasting background, leading a poster at the Save VOA blog to comment, "What are Austin's credentials? How can a newspaper man be given the reins to control broadcast media? There seems to be a disconnect." On the morning of October 29th, I found a new signal on 9340 at 1339 UT. It turned out to be KAIJ in Dallas testing. This apparently replaced 9975 and 9895 later in the day, but it's been sporadic. Not heard on October 30th or 31st. Hmong Lao Radio has shifted 1 UTR later on WHRI 11785, Sunday at 14 UT, and presumably also on Saturdays. We enjoy it for its exotic music. You're listening to World of Radio 1334. I'm Glenn Hauser at PO Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, and WORADIO at yahoo.com. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Bill Lauterbach, who says he looks forward to a new issue of DX Listening Digest every few days. Those are freely accessible at our website, worldofradio.org. Last week, we had a report that New York Radio, the flight weather station, was missing from all its shortwave frequencies. However, Mike Cooper and I have now heard one of them back on the air, 10051 USB. It's shared with Gander. New York has it during the first 20 minutes of each half hour. However, it might as well be off the air much of the time. Mike Cooper and I also heard the data was missing. The word missing was repeated constantly for the entire broadcast after the name of each city. Mike says, glad I am not a pilot with 600 passengers tuning in for weather during my transatlantic flight, only to find either the signal or the weather info missing. I wonder what the folks in Gander think of the way the U.S. runs Volmet, intermittently and with no explanation of why or when it goes on or off. It seems the FAA is responsible for the automated transmissions of New York Radio. There's been more shortwave pirate activity than usual the weekend preceding Halloween. One widely reported is on 3200 MAC shortwave, MAC. This just happens to be halfway between WWRB and WWCR. So if you're tuning between the two frequencies in the evening, you may well run across it. Radio Canada International has now begun its new one-hour program called The Link. In fact, there are 2 hours of it produced every weekday, meaning we no longer get to hear many of the CBC programs formerly carried via RCI transmissions. No more The Current, and Sounds Like Canada only gets 1 hour at 16 UT. I'm referring to the 14 to 17 broadcast on 9515, 13655, and 17820. I hear from Mark Montgomery that RCI is now putting in all its resources to producing this new program, The Link. Furthermore, on Saturdays, there will be The Blink, a best of The Link. And on Sundays, 1 hour of the Sunday edition has been replaced by the Maple Leaf Mailbag, the first hour at 14 UT. However, the first hour of Sunday edition is now starting at 15, so it's the last hour of that three-hour programming that's missing from shortwave. RCI is carrying a new 12-week series from CBC called Afghanada. It's a fictional drama probing the war in Afghanistan through Canadian soldiers' eyes. Half an hour, Friday, starting November 3rd at 16:30 UT and running to January 19th. Or if you prefer to listen to webcast, that's at 11:30 a.m. local time across Canada on CBC Radio 1, Fridays. And it's repeated on shortwave Saturday at 23:30 on 6100, and UT Sunday at midnight 30 on 9755. There always seems to be a problem with the time change in getting Radio Sweden relays via Sackville on the air at the proper time for at least 2 days, and I hope no more than that, October 30th and 31st at 14:30 UT on 15240. Instead of Radio Sweden in English, we were hearing the CBC Northern Service in Inuktitut, the same programming as on 9625. Although the feature programs we used to hear are no longer being produced by Radio Canada International, if you want to listen in the afternoon in North America, there are some Sackville frequencies aimed at Europe or Africa, which are heard quite well here. Will Martin was wondering about this. If you want to hear The Link, The Blink, or The Mailbag, at 18 to Africa, 13650, 15365, and 17740, and at 21 to Europe, 9770. And oh yes, the new frequency for cross-country checkup on Sundays at 21 to 23 is 15180. I won't go into detail, but if you hear some light clicking interfering with a shortwave frequency, I found it seems to correlate with Cuban jammers against Radio Marti, which may be 50 or even 150 kilohertz away. Spurs from jammers. Radio Marti has resumed using 15330 in the daytime and 5745 in the early morning, although they've been in no hurry to post their exact new schedule. Last week, we reported that Radio Republica via Germany was planning to use 7335, apparently unaware of the existence of Canadian time signal station CHU. Well, I'm glad to say we headed this off and persuaded them not to use 7335. The original frequencies was 5910 for the 23 to 04 UT broadcast on weeknights, but they thought they had to move away because Ukraine is registered there. But in fact, Ukraine is on 5820, so Republica did not need to move at all, but it was too late to do anything else, and they instead have landed on 5970, at least for the time being, right next to Havana, on 5965. And despite Spain and French at 2300 on 5970. The incompetent dendro-Cuban engineers have found yet another way to pollute the shortwave spectrum. During the 23 UT hour, October 29th, I found a huge ringing sound covering 150 kHz on the 13 MHz band, along with audio from the Radio Nacional de Venezuela relay. It was the transmitter supposed to be on 13680 only, which had gone totally haywire. Things must be better in Cuba because this winter they've gone back to standard time, unlike last winter, as according to the time checks heard on Radio Havana. Kudos to that station for keeping its shortwave scheduling on universal time regardless of local time changes. I hardly ever listen to the Venezuelan relay via Cuba, and here's why, such as the one at 20 UT on 17705. The opening sequence says, "Welcome to Usuarios y Usuarias," which means users and userettes, a strange way to address the audience. And have you noticed that the programming is always all about what Hugo Chavez has said or done? Surest tip-off that this is nothing but a propaganda show. You'd think that in a diverse nation of some 25 mega people, something important might be going on that did not involve its egomaniacal leader. Speaking of which, by the way, don't vote Republican. Patrick Robich in Austria is set up to receive DRM, and he's been receiving some transmissions which are not broadcasts but data instead. It's labeled Data Service, MOT, which means Multimedia Object Transfer. One of these was on 11860, interfering with Indonesia at 1330 UT. Another on 9665 at 07. This was a VTC C-trial data service. I suppose that's because VT's primary business is shipbuilding. But why don't they use the marine bands for this? Wolfgang Büschel wonders if these are coming from the Kvitsøy, Norway site, which has been abandoned for regular analog shortwave broadcasting. On October 25th, there was another one-day strike at Radio France International, meaning regular English and other programming was replaced by RFI music, including the broadcast at 14 UT on 6120, which I've been monitoring, but which never appeared on the schedules. Well, in any event, that one is gone since the start of B06, and I've not yet found any replacement frequencies. Mike Cooper tells us that AFP reported that RFI Director General Antoine Schwarz introduced a reorganization plan that will see a greater split in programming aimed at Africa and the rest of the world. And he proposes greater use of multimedia, grouping editors into 8 groups, 4 of them geographic and 4 of them thematic. RFI will continue to broadcast in 19 languages, but with a repositioning of each of them. Most will see their programming modified. Schwarz controls a 126 mega euro budget for next year, according to the story. Labor unions say RFI is being isolated and marginalized. Here's a new frequency to check for the English half hour at 12 UT, 15275 via Ascension. I've confirmed that one of Deutsche Welle's better programs, A World of Music, is still airing Mondays at 2130 UT. The Rwanda relay frequency and Onward Toward Us has changed to 11690. Fortunately, it's strong enough to override the radio teletype. Meanwhile, Dale Rutherford in Ohio has received notification from Deutsche Welle that they have canceled all their analog shortwave broadcasts in German to North America, having canceled the English ones earlier. The Sackville relay frequency of Radio Prague Czech Republic in English, 15160, has indeed been on the air, but 1 hour later than before, at 15 UT. According to DX Mix News Bulgaria, another Sackville relay of Prague in English is now at 0400 on 5990. The new direct transmission from Czech Republic to North American English at 14 on 13580 is not heard very well here, but Johannan in New Jersey says it's coming in well there. He also confirms that Radio Slovakia International did resume shortwave broadcasting October 29th in various languages. We gave the English schedule last week. However, Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, who is glad to have them back on the air in Spanish, thinks the reprieve for 2 months is a cruel joke, since although it is on the air, they've not regained the personnel necessary to produce the programming. And importantly, the director has had nothing at all to say about resuming shortwave. He thinks she probably wants it to fail, so it'll go off once and for all. He thinks this is a perverted situation. And in Spanish, they're only producing 3 programs a week, the rest being repeats. Johannan in New Jersey says the new Radio Polonia relay is coming in like gangbusters, thanks to the transmitters in Germany, in English at 13 UT on 9525, including a mailbag in the second half hour on Sundays. However, it's totally blocked here in Central North America by Indonesia. We can only wait for Indonesia to disappear, as it does periodically. And there is another problem. There is a Polish broadcast relayed from French Guiana back to Europe at 22 UT on 9660. Unfortunately, that's the new frequency for the BBC World Service in English to the Caribbean via WHRI. There's quite a mixture of collision making them unlistenable in Houston, according to Stephen Luce, and it's a bad situation in Oklahoma as well, and no doubt it's worse in the Caribbean. Mike Barraclough in England has monitored the new frequency for radio station Pridnestrovia in Moldova, including the English broadcast at 17 UT, 6235. He says it's a very good signal on a clear channel. Radio Romania International is promoting a special Listener's Day program on November 5th. People have been invited to send in their comments on the subject of tolerance and intolerance. Some of their English broadcasts are at 13 on 15105 and 17745, 2130, 2300, and 0400 on 6115, 01 and 04 on 9515. The director of Albanian radio and television, Artu Zheji, has been dismissed. There may be some changes coming in Albanian programming. Andy Lavendell in Italy says a publication called Il Velino reports that the government will urge Rai to cut most of its foreign language newscasts from 26 to only 5, and shortwave transmissions could be reduced to a minimum or completely cut off next year. The languages which may survive on shortwave are Spanish, French, English, German, and Arabic. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 31st, solar activity very low to low, geomagnetic field mostly quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4 November 9th and 25th, 15 and 3 on the 17th, down to 5 and 2 in between. Solar flux dropping from 85 November 3rd to 10th to 75 on the 12th to 25th. That's World of Radio 1334. I'm Glenn Hauser.